Teamwork. Haruverse. It may be Sasuke's, but it is definitely the Kyuubi Jinkuriki's. Written by Asuka Kureru. Read by Opalsong. It may be Sasuke's child. They don't know. There's no way to tell that Naruto would accept. Putting a needle in her belly to take a sample might hurt the fetus or trigger a spontaneous abortion. Not happening. But it is definitely the Kyuubi Jinchuriki's. Haru can see, feel, echolocate the claws. They're tiny, like a kitten's, and they're softened enough by the amniotic fluid that no real damage seems to have been done. The possibility that their luck might run out is terrifying. The kind of damage he might do to himself, or the inside of Naruto's body, isn't half as scary as the thought that the councilman might have been right, that this isn't only his tiny, round, adorable body that was affected. "He's adorable," he says, with a soft, lying smile, and releases the jutsu. His hands stay on Naruto's round belly, massaging in little absent circles. The child is adorable. That's the worst thing. "Tell me more," Naruto begs, eyes bright, fascinated, and she looks up at him like maybe she can see her baby through his eyes. He's all curled up and sucking on his big toe. It's the cutest thing. He's got these round baby cheeks. Naruto lets out a little squeeing, purring sigh, her eyes hooding in pure happiness. "It's a boy, then?" Haru nods a confirmation. "No way to tell," says Sasuke-kun, and Haru looks up and frowns. "Actually, I just saw..." Sasuke's eyes are Sharingan red as he shapes the seals Haru needed a month to learn and presses a hand perfunctorily against Naruto's belly. "Your angle was wrong. Look again." Haru grumbles under his breath, but does. There, between his legs. "Switch frequencies. Skeleton." "Oh. There's a tail, too." It's such a stumpy thing right now. Naruto will probably love it. The councilman won't. Haru closes his eyes and tells himself he can't panic before he has figured out new contingency plans. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong, and from there you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!